The teachers union told the Ministry of Education that the consent forms are not necessary. They are not supposed to be signed by parents because they are infringing the learner's rights. As a result, we thank the Ministry of Education that they did understand our position and they decided to make the forms not mandatory as it was before. So it is no longer a requirement for them to go back to school. So any school that is going to make parents sign the form is going to do so at their own will, not that they are being forced by the government to do so.
So you are saying that the students, I mean, the government should not issue the form, but the students can sign form with their individual schools. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. The students should not be forced to sign the forms. Because the forms have already been issued, so those parents who have decided to sign the forms, they can do so, but in those forms, they are no longer a mandatory requirement for them to get back to school.
What is the general reaction among parents to this demand for them to sign the form?
Most parents decided to reject the form. They said that this form is like they are signing something that is going to infringe their children's rights. In the meeting that we had with the Minister of Education, UNICEF was represented, and then also UNICEF did drum some sense into the Minister of Education that the forms themselves should not be mandatory to the student because it is now infringing their right to education, because the right to education should not be hindered by any element.
Exactly what is in this form? What does the form say?
The contents of the form were such that students were signing that they are not going to engage themselves in any protest in the school. You know, protesting is a right. So you cannot take away the right to protest. Unfortunately, for government thought that students are protesting on the issue of political reforms. But there are other issues that can make learners to complain in schools. So if you say learners should not complain, what do you mean? In fact, even the political reforms, it is their right to complain about them. You cannot take that right away.
As you indicated, there was a meeting with the Minister of Education.
Yes.
Was there anything decided in terms of when schools should reopen?
We agreed that the tentative date or the proposed date for reopening of schools, it is the 16th of November. So we wanted the government to utilize the whole of next week to try and address students' concerns. We expect that by the time schools open, the concerns of the students would have been addressed by the Ministry of Education and schools, because some of the grievances were addressed to individual schools.
Thank you so much again. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and please keep us updated.
Thank you for having me.